What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
As time has gone by, especially over like the last 2.5 decades, I think that villain aspect has kind of changed. And I don't know that fans get as emotional as they would be to throw money out on the field or paper money out on the field when somebody leaves for more money. But on the other side of it, you know, when a team cuts somebody and then somebody goes off and does their own thing, we start to root for them. We stay as a fan, I think, of the player. And then it comes down to, you know, a lot of times we sit here and we talk about, well, they were getting paid, so why are they complaining? So that leads us to the next story. It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Kirk Cousins signed a 4-year, $180 million free agent contract with the Falcons before the 2024 season. Everything looks good. Cousins seems like they're happy to have him. He's happy to go there. He's out of Minnesota. And all of a sudden, they go to the draft, and then they take Michael Penix Jr. They take him with the number 8 pick in the draft. And then Cousins, who was on Netflix quarterback series, said he was pretty surprised and misled about the organization's decision to draft Penix. He said, and I'm reading this from USA Today, but this is from the show, Quarterback Netflix. I wasn't expecting us to take quarterback at the time. It felt like I had been a little bit misled, or certainly if I had the information around free agency, it certainly would have affected my decision. I had no reason to leave Minnesota with how much we loved it there if both teams are going to be drafting a quarterback high.
And both did.
Yeah, and so and then he went on.
Penix and then J.J. McCarthy.
So he went on to say, but I've also learned in 12 years in this league that you're not entitled to anything. It's all about being able to earn your spot and prove yourself. Jeff,
right about that.
Yeah, so what do the Falcons owe him?
A lot of money.
And that's it?
Yep.
Does he come off as a whiner here? What does he come off at? Like, no. I understand, like, here he is. He leaves Minnesota. He knows they're going to draft. He knew what's going on there. And his family wanted to stay in Minnesota. He wanted to be a part of that. This opportunity came up in Atlanta.
His in-laws are in the Atlanta area, so Atlanta was a really soft landing spot for him.
He said, we wanted to be in Minnesota, but it became clear that we were going to be there year to year. And that's something we didn't want. And at that point, we said, all right, we need to look elsewhere. If that's our only option, then we'll be back.
Year to year worked out real well for Kirk Cousins.
Financially in Atlanta.
King of the franchise tag.
Yeah.
In Washington and then in Minnesota.
Yes.
So, I mean, that guy's made more money than almost anybody who's played in the NFL, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, until recently, I think he was the highest paid guy dollar-wise in the NFL. I think a team owes a player a good working environment. You know, you want to be working at a good place. That's nice. A chance to compete, you hope. But all they really owe the guy is a paycheck. That's it. And I hate.
Do you
to be
think
so
they should have been honest with
it.
Him though? That they
no, they don't have. They didn't have any reason to be. They didn't have any reason to be.
Why do you think they drafted a quarterback that high?
Because they thought Kirk Cousins was a part timer, short term. And you
don't,
know what?
Don't you think that he that is. Gets? Doesn't that happen though before the free agency? Like that, there's got to be some kind of inkling for Kirk Cousins to go. You know what? I don't know. This may. You know, we're talking about being there, and well, the money's good. Ooh, look at the money! Big pile of money over here. Big pile of money. But we're not sure this is a long term thing. So we, you know, we're going to plan to the future while you're here too. And all he sees is the money. Is that all he sees?
All that Cousins sees?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a place to go live where his in-laws are. Andy, the guy signed a contract.
I think there could have been. I understand the contract he signed. Could he have signed somewhere else for the same money?
You'd have to ask him.
Yeah, I don't know. I look at this and I'm like, I don't think there would have been anything wrong. Like I think he feels like he got lied to. Like, they didn't tell him the truth when he was coming
imagine
in.
Imagine that, getting lied to in business.
Well, ethics, imagine that. What a horrible thought. That someone might actually be honest with you.
A buddy of mine who's a lawyer sent me this text.
Yep.
The team owes the player what they agreed to in the contract. Nothing more, nothing less. If they don't, there's a breach, and the players have a union to represent them. He's right. He said, although it's the same for the player, player owes the employer, hey, I signed the contract. I should show up and work.
Right.
But my buddy continued, better question is, what does the player owe the team? Hold out?
I don't think you should hold out. Look, you signed the contract, you're going to be there.
Exactly.
I agree with that part of it.
I agree.
But I also think that there could have been some transparency when he decided that, because you've got someone who's looking for a new home, he's a free agent, and if they knew they were going to draft a quarterback as high as they did, I don't think there was anything wrong with being, you know, ethical and being a place that promotes, you know, like, that want to be honest with you. Like, why wouldn't you want someone to be honest with you? He's a big boy. He could have handled it.
I don't know how this went down.
Right.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We know the time frame in the NFL. Free agency comes before the draft.
Right. Should it?
Well, that's
would they be better served if they did it the other way around?
For another day.
Just curious.
What if the Falcons didn't decide they were going to take Penix until after they signed Cousins? I mean, you hear all the time, well, we don't know who we're going to take. You know, we're going to have to see who's on the board and where it plays out and how it works. I mean, you had the eighth pick.
Truthfully, you
couldn't guarantee you were going to get anybody except the eighth or ninth best guy on your board.
You just tell me what you think, because when I hear the story, I kind of think this. Because I think this happens all the time, that you probably had one faction of the front office that was thinking one way, and another faction of the front office or ownership that was thinking another way. That's how you think. That's
possibly.
How I think. That's how I think you get into these situations.
Possibly, yes,
with murky futures and no clarity on what you're doing with a quarterback or any other position for that matter.
Here's the other thing. If you recall, he was coming off an Achilles injury.
Yes.
And if you recall, he started out great. He was playing really well in Atlanta. And then he wasn't playing very well. My guess is if he had continued to play pretty well, he'd have been the starting quarterback. Welcome to the real world of pro sports.
Is this also a byproduct of 17 games because you feel like let me explain. Before you say no, let me explain. Yeah, and I know he didn't play very well, but now you're sitting in a situation where we've expanded the number of games during the regular season, and I don't know if you agree with me or you don't agree with me on this, but I kind of feel like every team in the NFL must have two quarterbacks they feel like they can put on the field at any given time, knowing that one guy is probably ahead of the other guy, but also knowing that that number two quarterback, you know, we used to say, oh, he's one snap away. No, you really are one snap away, knowing that you're going to play so many games and the odds of injury just increase immensely because you've added more games.
Agreed.
Same page. Dan, concur on any of this stuff, or no, you think we're out of our mind?
It's such an interesting just conundrum in general. Because I could see where I could see where the Falcons are coming from, and the idea that, like, if we're winning, we're never going to be up here again to pick a quarterback of the caliber of Michael Penix.
Yeah.
You know, you could see the logic behind that.
Okay.
But I wonder if, you know, maybe you do owe him a heads up. Hey, I know we brought you in. I know we're going to compensate you. We're going to do all those things. But we're not going to pick this high again, especially with you at the helm. So we need to look to the future. You're, 36, 37? Somewhere in that general idea.
Yep.
Coming off of an Achilles injury. Like,
Cousins also said he expected them to draft a quarterback.
Right.
Just not that high.
Right. He also went on to say, it hurts to go into work, but you got to be an adult, Cousins said of his benching. You've got to be a grown man and handle it with maturity. I feel sorry for myself, and it's hard to do, but it's what you've got to do. And so that's kind of where my focus went. I don't know. Maybe did that, you know, lead to him not playing as well as he was when he first started? I don't know. Is it, you're in your own mind. There's a reason why they have team psychologists on all these teams. Team psychiatrists.
None of us can feel sorry for a guy who got a $180 million contract.
Well, does money have to mean everything, though? Why can't you feel bad?
It does to you. It does to me.
Not necessarily for a guy that already had the money, too,
okay,
on top of that.
Then maybe he should have just gone to where he wanted to stay, if he wanted to stay in Minnesota, and roll the dice there.
Would have been the same situation.
Yeah. Then play better. Play better. Make sure J.J. McCarthy doesn't start ahead of you. Make sure Michael Penix doesn't start ahead of you.
You know how I feel about J.J. McCarthy, so I would have stayed in Minnesota for him, but...
I mean, it's that whole philosophical discussion then of, okay, does money truly bring happiness?
True.
With all piles of cash, do you have joy that follows it?
I'd like to find out.
If I had that kind of money, Jeff would be calling me every day asking me for a loan. I'd be like, yeah. I wouldn't have to give him a loan. I would give him the money. I'll be honest with you.
I would ask for none of it back.
Dan, I'll write that down.
It's that whole conundrum that comes with it. And clearly you've got a guy right here who has been handsomely compensated. And you could go to over the cap and look at the amount of cash that guy has had.
Unbelievable.
But, like, clearly he hasn't, especially, he still wants to play football. He still wants to be a part of a locker room. He still wants to throw it all over the place, and he thinks he still can. Heck, we got one of those guys sitting in Cleveland right here who's bouncing all around the league after being a business Hall of Famer, and Joe Flacco, who still thinks that he can fling it all over and still thinks that he could be one of the best that's out there. And he's been compensated.
And there are plenty of Browns fans that would agree with you.
Yeah, for three generations he's been compensated for it. But yet, for some reason, competitive drive, quest for happiness, out there flinging.
Yeah, all those things have nothing to do with money.
Might be the same thing with Kirk Cousins. Still looking for a competitive drive. Still looking for a place to fling it.
And he chose Atlanta, and he got beat out. Okay. Welcome to pro sports.
Would you take him here now over what everything else that we have?
Yes.
I would, too. I would take him, too.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.